I'm your host, Tian Lee, here to shake up your soul and ignite your confidence. Journey with me as we spiritually expand our hearts, mindsets, careers, relationships, and so much more. Grab your journal, a cup of coffee, and let's get fired up to step into the powerful, loving, and divine woman you came here to be. Welcome back to another episode. Today, I want to dive deep with you guys. We're gonna dive deep in this episode. I'm feeling called to really kind of come on here and give you like a little intuitive coaching session and talk about healing our wounds of unworthiness. This has been the core of my journey of coming back home to who I truly and authentically am and healing my own traumas and pains and undoing and unlearning my own programs and conditionings that have kept me separate from my own innate truth of worth, love, and power. And this has been a wild journey. It has been wild. It has been full of a ton of learning curves. And I truly believe that it's taken me as long as it has on my own journey to kind of get to this place within myself, this place right now where I know deep within, I feel deep within that I am worthy, that I belong, that I'm lovable, that I have purpose, and that I'm here for a reason. And like I said, it's taken me a while to get to this place. And I truly believe that that is because I came to help women move through this a lot quicker with more ease, more grace, more love, more compassion. Because it doesn't need to take years. It just took me years of doing this so that I could come share this medicine with the world and truly learn, I feel like, every edge and corner and depth of this journey, because I feel like I've been through them all. And so I really want to dive in on healing your wounds of unworthiness. Like I said, I believe that every fear, every pattern, every conditioning, every program, all of that can be rooted back to unworthiness. When we start to unpack all of our fears, all of our limiting beliefs, when we start to unpack why we do the things that we do, why we believe what we believe, why we attract the things that we attract, or why we keep falling for the same things, it all comes back to feeling unworthy. It all comes back to a deep wound of unworthiness. And these wounds of unworthiness can come from a myriad of reasons. They can come from trauma that you experienced in your upbringing. They can come from rejection or abandonment or loss that you've experienced. They can come from the programming and conditioning that has been placed upon you from your family, from your parents, from your peers, from the society and the world around you. I mean, as a woman alone in today's world, we are constantly being told why and how we're not good enough. There is a diet out there for everything that you can think of. There is a new procedure for everything you can think of. You know, we're told to lose weight. We're told to be small. We're told to be skinny. We're told to look pretty. We're told that we need makeup and we need this and we need that. And I mean, largely the society is largely profiting off of our insecurities, both men and women, but a large of it comes from women. And so even just being a woman in this world, it's like from the moment we came into this world, we have been programmed that we're not enough. And so there's so many ways in which these wounds of unworthiness start to form within us. And we carry them with us all the way until we finally wake up to them and decide to heal and release them and untether ourselves from them. They don't just go away. Like, especially wounds and traumas and things you experienced in your upbringing, it doesn't just go away because you get older. Like, it stays with you. That energy, that core wound is somewhere within you. Those repressed emotions that you never got to feel, that shame, that anger, you know, that sadness, it is stored somewhere within you. And so we are actually carrying around emotional and energetic blocks within us from the traumas and the pain and the suffering and the programs and conditionings that we have experienced that have ultimately told us or reinforced to us that we are in some way not good enough, and that we are in some way not lovable, and that we are in some way inadequate, and that we are in some way fundamentally wrong. And all of that is false. I truly believe that we are born into this world with a strong sense of self, knowing who we are, with all of the love, the power, the wisdom, the abundance within us. It is already within us. That is who we are innately at our core being. Just think of a baby. You know, they are so innocent and pure, and their big eyes, they're just so curious. And when they giggle and smile, just take a moment right now, wherever you are, just take a moment and imagine a baby smiling. Like the way that their eyes light up and they're just their whole being, the essence of them. This is who we are at our core. And it is through our upbringing and the things that we have experienced in our life that has caused us deep pain, that has caused us deep wounding and suffering, that has shaped who we've become and created these energetic blocks within us and these wounds of unworthiness within us. One thing that too I want to talk about is that when you experience something as a child, because I do believe that a lot of our programming, a lot of who we are as an adult is a reflection of what we experienced and went through as a child. Because as a child, we are completely dependent off of our parents or our caregivers. We are 100% dependent on them for survival. And it is our core being as a human to belong, to feel belonging. And so as children, we will do whatever it takes to feel loved and to feel belonging. And we will also do whatever it takes to get our core needs met because we need that for survival. And so when we experience trauma and pain and hurt and whatever else in our upbringing, programs and conditionings that have ultimately, you know, wounded us in some way, made us feel not good enough, not lovable, not wanted, not, you know, worthy. As a child, as a young little one, we had to make meaning of that in some way. And so most of us are carrying wounds of unworthiness around because that is ultimately the belief that we had, that we instilled within ourselves at an early age because we had to make meaning of what was happening. When you get traumatized as a child, the only way to really cope with it at that young of an age, or if you get deeply hurted, or maybe your parent just yelled at you and said something really mean and nasty, maybe it was a sibling, whatever it may be, when it caused you to hurt really bad and it caused pain and it caused it embedded your nervous system in some way, shape, or form. It caused you to fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. You had to make meaning of it in order to cope with it and understand it. And a lot of times that meaning that we make as children is that I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable, I'm inherently or, you know, fundamentally bad or wrong, I'm not a good kid. And that stays with us, that belief, because that is what we had to believe almost in a way to accept what was going on and to understand it and to cope with it in some way, shape, or form, that our fundamental beliefs start to grow from that. And so a lot of adults are carrying around these core wounds of unworthiness because of something that happened to them in their upbringing. And it's not to place any kind of blame on your parents or, you know, your caregivers, your family, any of that. I truly also believe that our parents are always doing the best that they can, and the most well-intended parents can absolutely cause harm and unintentional trauma on their children. And so, you know, it's just the more that we know kind of thing. And so as psychology and, you know, the research on our brain and on trauma and all of that, as it grows and evolves, so does our knowledge and our understanding of our own initial blueprint and how we become who we become, why we think like we think, and really how influential our childhood is on us as adults. You know, they're always saying that we're really just children walking around in adult bodies. So I just want to start by letting you know that a lot of, if you have a real core wound of unworthiness in some area in your life or in multiple areas of your life, a lot of times that is very likely formed from your childhood and it was not your fault. And so it's this understanding that our wounds of unworthiness are not, they're very real. What we experienced was very real. However, the stories that they repeat and the beliefs that they hold are not real. So having wounds of unworthiness within you will create beliefs. Like I said, I'm unworthy, I'm unlovable, I'm fundamentally wrong, I'm bad, I'm not good enough. And then it can create stories like, I always get it wrong, I never can do enough, this always happens to me, so on and so on. And so it's our wounds that ultimately, our core wounds of unworthiness that create these beliefs and these stories that run through us. They get embedded into our subconscious and it just becomes inherently running on autopilot, kind of. And so it is until we get to a place where we kind of stop that autopilot and we start to interrupt these thoughts, we start to interrupt these beliefs, and we start to dive deeper into our body, deeper into our pain and our suffering, and really start to heal and release the wounds and the emotional and energetic blocks we're carrying within us, that we can truly untether ourselves from the core wound of unworthiness. And when you untether yourself from that wound, your beliefs, your thoughts, your behaviors, and your patterns will all start to change as a result. Because, like I said, we know our true innate self is worthy, whole, complete, powerful, loving, and abundant. However, it is all of the emotional blocks and wounds that we are carrying within us that keep us separate from being able to feel into this truth. And so when we start to work with the body and we start to bring healing into our body, as well as starting to reframe and unpack our beliefs and our stories, that is when we can find true liberation and freedom from unworthiness. And until you find this freedom from unworthiness, you're going to keep, unfortunately, repeating some of the same patterns, the same situations, and feeling some of the same icky, yucky, inadequate feelings. And if we're being honest with ourselves, like, no one wants to feel that. It sucks when you don't feel good enough. It sucks when you don't feel lovable. It sucks when you don't feel that you are worthy of what you desire. Like, that is such a shitty feeling. And I'm saying this from my own experience. Like, I know what that feels like to want something or desire something so deeply, but also at the same time feel so unworthy of it. Oh, it sucks. But I can also tell you that there's a way out of that. And I truly feel like until you get to that place where you really understand that that's what's going on, it's going to be hard for you to heal it and to transform from it. And so when it comes to healing the wounds of unworthiness, the first thing we want to do is we want to become aware. You want to become aware of where in your life you're still feeling unworthy. And this requires radical honesty with yourself. And so a journaling prompt that I really like is starting at the top. If I'm being truly honest with myself, and so for this episode, we'll put in, I still feel unworthy in, and just write out every area of your life or within yourself that you still feel unworthy. Where do you still feel like you're not good enough? Where do you feel like you're doing something wrong, that you're not doing enough? Where do you still feel small and stuck? You know, really just sit and reflect. No judgment, no shame, no blame. Just sit and reflect on, okay, I'm just being honest with myself. Where do I feel unworthy? And create safety in the body. So it's super important that we're creating safety in the body when we're doing this work. This is, creating safety in the body is probably my foundational piece as a coach, is really helping women dive into their bodies, create safety from within, and then be able to dive in deep to their healing. because it is through the safety in the body that we're able to go deeper within ourselves. Because feeling into some of the pain and the traumas and the things that we've experienced is not easy. It is not easy, and the body needs to feel safe in order to truly be able to release. And you need to feel safe in order for your inner child to be able to have a voice and for you to be able to talk to your inner child and get to know your inner child and get to understand why she feels unworthy and get to understand what she experienced that made her feel unworthy and to get to know the fears that she's still holding and the beliefs that she's still clinging to. So creating safety in the body is huge. So once you become aware, which I feel like if you're here listening to this podcast, then obviously you are already aware that you are still dealing with wounds of unworthiness in your life. So like I said, start self-reflecting on that. Just very simple, just journaling, you know, make it a bullet list if you need to, however you want, and just start reflecting and becoming brutally honest with yourself on where you still feel unworthy. And you want to, like I said, you want to create safety within the body. So maybe while you're journaling this, light a candle, put on some soft music, light some sage, get your favorite crystals, create a very welcoming and peaceful environment. Take some deep breaths maybe before you start journaling. Have your favorite cup of tea. If you do Reiki or energy healing or anything else like of that, light it up. Turn it on, activate it, however it feels for you, but get to a place where you feel peaceful, you feel at ease, you feel safe, and just start reflecting. Start reflecting on the areas in your life that you're still feeling unworthy. And then once you kind of become aware, like I feel like for me, there was definitely a part of my journey where I was just throwing arrows at a board, just hoping something would land. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't really understand what I was working through. I mean, I had fears and I was wanting to manifest and I was wanting to, you know, grow my business and do all this stuff and feel better and attract my divine masculine and fall in love and all of this. I didn't know exactly what I was healing though. I didn't know that I had wounds and blocks that were like energetically preventing me from being able to achieve this, manifest it, heal it, create it. And so, like I said, I was kind of just throwing like darts. Did I say arrows? I think I said arrows first, but you get what I'm saying? Darts at a board, hoping something would land. And so when I finally got my first coach and I started diving into this work and putting on paper where I actually still felt unworthy, what the situations that I kept still repeating, the things in my life where I just didn't truly feel satisfied, I started to be like, oh. And once I started getting an idea of where it was coming from, it was like, it was a lot easier for me to start healing and work on that because now I knew where I was still feeling unworthy and the areas in which I needed to start unpacking. And so that's the next thing. Once you become aware of where you're still feeling unworthy, you want to start unpacking that. And there are so many ways to unpack it. And this is honestly one reason why having a coach can be so profound for you on this journey of healing deep. Because as a coach, we can help you see maybe what you aren't seeing. We can help you, you know, to see what's hiding in your blind spots. And we can really kind of help direct you into deeper self-reflection and to hold the space that you need to really work through whatever comes up as you start to unpack these wounds and these stories and these beliefs and these fears. And, you know, having that safety, having that accountability, having that support, having someone in your corner who can help you is so profound. It is so profound. And, you know, as humans, we are biologically wired to feel belonging, to feel connection. And so I also believe that deep healing is also found in the containers of having safe relationships, of having people who literally feel safe to your nervous system is very healing. And so deep healing happens in safe containers 100%. And so of course you can create the safe container on your own. However, on my journey and in the journeys of all the women that I coach and work with, we all got to a point where we needed someone to help us. And that is the point in which I reached out and had got my first coach. And that is the point in which all of my clients have eventually reached out to me when they realize they need support on this. They need someone who's been where they're going through now that can help them. And so that is why I do this work. Can't speak for every coach out there, but that is why I do this work, because I know firsthand how profound it is having someone in your corner, especially when it gets to the unpacking and going deep, because that can be scary and it can be uncomfortable. Can be probably more uncomfortable than it can be scary. I think it's just scary at first, but it's so profound. And so once you become kind of aware of where you're still feeling unworthy and understanding, you know, where that's playing out in your life now, then you want to start unpacking that. And so what are the beliefs that you're carrying around, you know, if you're still feeling unworthy in your romantic relationships, what are the beliefs that you're carrying about men? Or if there's men listening to this, then women. What are the beliefs that you're carrying about them? All men are trash. All men are shit. All men cheat. All men lie. All men are going to leave me. All the men are the same. All the good ones are taken. Like, you want to start to ask yourself, okay, what are the beliefs that I'm holding when it comes to my romantic life and not feeling good enough for a partner? Or if it's money and a career, again, same thing. What are the beliefs that you're holding? Money is limited. You can never make enough. Money can run out. Only people with degrees get this kind of job. Only people who have tons of experience get hired. Only people who had a foot in a door are able to be successful. That you, whatever. Just you go, you see where I'm going with all of this? It's like you want to, once you identify where you're still feeling unworthy, then what are the beliefs that you're holding about that? And, you know, the beliefs on whether it is or isn't possible for you. And just all of that. So where are those beliefs at? Once you get those beliefs, again, we're going to keep unpacking it. So those beliefs came from somewhere. They didn't just all of a sudden one day you woke up and you had this belief. So then you want to unpack that. Well, where did these beliefs come from? Some of these beliefs might've came from, you know, a repetition of experiences, maybe over the last 10 years, say, over the last 10 years, every guy you've dated has left you or rejected you. So now you have this belief that all men leave or all men are going to reject me. Whatever it may be, maybe if it's money, you have this belief that money is limited and only people born into money can make something of themselves or whatever it may be. And it's like, okay, well, where did that come from? You didn't just wake up one day and think money is limited. And maybe that's because that's the way that your parents were growing up. Maybe they were very much like money's limited, and maybe they, you know, lived in scarcity, or maybe you were poor growing up, or maybe you invested in something and lost all your money. Whatever it may be, you want to start to unpack those beliefs. So where are those beliefs coming from? And the interesting thing about this is, like I said, some beliefs can come from things that have happened, you know, like in the last 5 years, in the last 10 years, like say, you kept getting rejected or abandoned by potential partners. And so now you have this belief that you always get left. But again, if you keep unpacking all of that, it all comes down to a core wound of unworthiness. And a lot of it comes down from things that we experienced in our childhood or the dynamics and the relationships that were being shown to us. So once you've identified you want to identify the core belief. So you want to keep unpacking until you get to the core belief of money, your relationship, a job, yourself, whatever it is in the areas that you still feel unworthy. You want to keep unpacking until you get to the core belief of what you're holding for each of that. And when you get to that core belief, then you want to unpack that. And where did that core belief come from? You know, for me, one of my core beliefs was that I am always wrong and that money is limited. Both of those beliefs, and I had a core belief that I am not wanted. Okay, so those were three. Those were my three biggest beliefs. I always do something wrong was very much attached to all of my unworthiness in my career, in my profession, couldn't get it right, all of that. My money is limited was obviously connected to me feeling unworthy in making more money, raising my prices, whatever it may have been. And that the core belief that I am not wanted was very much connected to my romantic life. And so when I got to these core beliefs within myself and realized that at the core of every of these feeling of unworthiness, these were these core beliefs that were running the show. And then I had to even unpack those. So then we've got to unpack where those core beliefs are coming from. And those are that is where you're going to meet your core wounds of unworthiness. So I'm just getting very vulnerable on here because I have been called from spirit too to start sharing a lot more of my journey so that you can kind of understand this journey of really peeling back the layers, healing your wounds of unworthiness and coming back to who you authentically are. When I started to dissect those beliefs and why I felt that way and why I believe that, that is when I met my inner child. And that is when I got to sit down with my inner child and really talk to her and ask her, why do you believe that you were wrong? And why do you believe that money is limited and that there's never enough? Why do you believe that you are not wanted? Like, what happened to you? What did we experience that has caused us to cling on to this core belief of these core beliefs? Because these core beliefs are now playing out in many areas of my life, and I'm ready to heal them and overcome them. And when I want to back it up real quick. Before I started diving into my inner child, I was aware of these core beliefs and I was doing a ton of mindset work. Like every subconscious reprogram meditation you can think of, I was writing new affirmations like 30 to 50 times a day, every morning in my journal. I'm telling you, I did a lot of mindset work. I did a lot. And I was, I don't want to say I was disappointed, but I definitely... It's like I slammed against a wall. There was only so far that that mindset work could take me. At the beginning, it was like, holy crap, this is so amazing. I was like starting to affirm new beliefs, affirm new things. But those core beliefs of I'm not wanted, of money is limited, there's never enough, and that I'm always wrong, there wasn't enough mindset work for me to bust through those and to truly untether myself from them because those were linked to wounds and traumas that were stored in my body. So that's the biggest thing that I want you to really understand. And for those who are really connecting with this, is that that mindset work was only going to take me so far because the core beliefs, like I said, when you start to unpack and you get to those core beliefs, those are most likely linked to some kind of trauma or pain that is stored in your body. And so in order for what I have found, in order for the mindset work to continue to help you untether yourself and to continue, because it's not that it's not helping you, but to continue to be powerful and to continue to really reprogram your subconscious, you've got to release whatever those wounds are that are energetically attached to those core beliefs. So it's not just reframing the core beliefs. It's actually getting into the body and releasing those emotional and energetic blocks so that the subconscious can get on board. And the now new affirmations and the now new beliefs that you are reframing and working with can land. Because so long as the body doesn't feel safe and it doesn't feel secure from within because you're holding on to trauma and repressed emotions, the deep and the powerful affirmations that you're using or the mindset work that you're doing is not going to be able to land as profoundly as it would if you were to clear those emotional blocks out of the way. And so that's how I ultimately started to pivot into this whole inner child healing. That was like 2.5 years ago when I realized, okay, something has to shift because even though I'm doing all this mindset work, I still keep coming up against, I still kept attracting emotionally unavailable partners. I still kept attracting men who rejected me. My finances were still a mess, even though I was very aware of these beliefs and even though I was very aware that I still felt unworthy. And even though I was doing all the mindset work, I was still attracting situations and finding myself in situations that kept playing out these core beliefs. And so that's when I realized I've got to go deeper than thought alone on this because I've done all the thoughts I can do. I've done all the positive thoughts I can do. I got to go deeper. And so, and there's a lot more to it than that, but to for time's sake on this episode. And so that's when I realized, okay, there's inner child healing. That's when I started to understand trauma and the way it affects our bodies and our nervous systems, the way that we energetically hold on to emotions and repressed emotions. And so I just went into a deep dive into all of that. And I was reading all the books, listening to the podcast, taking trainings and webinars and seminars, and just diving full into trauma healing and healing, you know, healing deep wounds and deep pains within us. And so the great part of this is that your inner child is the door to that. Your inner child is holding on to everything ultimately that you're ready to release and that you're ready to heal. And so when you get to those core beliefs, now it's time to sit down with your inner child and talk to her. You know, for me, I had to ask her, where do these beliefs come from? Why do you believe that you are wrong and that you're always doing something wrong? And for me, when I started to really unpack that, my inner child was able to tell me, you know, like for me, it was things that happened in my childhood, things that I heard over and over from my father growing up, the ways in which certain situations were handled, the things that were said to me, you know, there were a lot of things that happened in my childhood that traumatized me. And I guess in my way of coping with it was that I am wrong, that I'm in the wrong, that I'm not enough. And the same with when it came to, you know, why do I feel like money is limited and there's never enough? When I unpack that, it's because as a child, that was the relationship that my parents had with money. That was the dynamic that was modeled to me about money, was that it's limited and that there's never enough. And so, and the same with not feeling wanted, when I talked to my inner child and really started to dive into that, that also comes from things that happened in my childhood where I was constantly chasing for love and affection in ways that it wasn't being given to me. And it's not that my parents didn't love me. They loved me with everything that they had. However, there were I was chasing after a love and affection and approval from my parents because ultimately my inner child didn't feel like she was getting it. And so that led me to believe that I wasn't wanted because it didn't matter what I did to try to show my love or to prove my love or to get attention, my inner child felt like nothing ever worked. And so that's just a very small summary of my journey. But when I really started to dissect those core beliefs, they were all linked back to painful experiences and things that traumatized me as a child. And that ultimately built these beliefs, that created these beliefs. And they've been running in my subconscious ever since. They've been embedded in me and they've pretty much evolved and grown with me. And that is why I, you know, had experienced certain things even in my adult life. A lot of times we think, and sometimes, like I said, things can happen in your adult life that traumatize you and affect you. But a lot of times when we even dissect that, we can find some kind of connection to our hurt inner child. So that is, you want to unpack it and you want to get all the way down to the core beliefs, and then you want to unpack that and you want to dive into your inner child. You want to understand her. You want to talk to her. You want to ask her, where are these fears coming from? Where are these beliefs coming from? What happened to you or what has happened to cause you to believe in this way and to fear this way and to feel this way? And so really understanding your inner child. And again, this is why it's so important that you create safety in the body and that you are, you know, making it intentional every single day to feel safe in your body. And that is why routines are good, meditation, breath work, yoga, exercising, eating healthy, taking care of yourself, putting yourself first, you know, all of that. That is why all of that is so crucial. I won't talk about, get into all of that, but that is why having, you know, some kind of structure, routine in your life that helps you to feel safe within yourself is so important as you do this deep work, because you need to feel safe to go this deep. If you don't feel safe within, you won't be able to go deep enough to access and alchemize your deepest traumas and pains and fears that are ultimately running the show. And so again, creating that safety within is so, so important. And so while you're getting to know your inner child and you're talking to her and you're starting to unpack the things that have happened to you, the things that you know, the trauma that you've gone through, the programs or the conditionings that have been passed down to you. It's important that you offer yourself love, grace, and compassion. That's what your inner child needs. She does not need someone who is harsh, who is critical, who is judging, who is blaming, who is any of that. You are here to show up with the utmost love, grace, and compassion that you can. Like, think of a hurt child that just fell down and busted their knee open. They're screaming and they're crying and there's blood and they're scared and they're hurt. Would you walk over to that child and be like, I told you not to run on this, or I told you not to do that. I told you that this would happen. See? Da, 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 or anything. Or would you go over there and tell them, oh, it's just a, oh, you're, it's just blood. Wipe it up. Tear it up. Like, get back up. No. No, you would not. You would console that child. You would hug them. You would clean the blood up. You'd put a Band-Aid on them. You would help them and soothe them and let them know that they're safe and that they're okay. And then once they do feel okay, and once they do get up and they walk again and they notice and they realize that their knee's okay and their leg didn't break, you might offer them like some ice cream or a treat or something to feel better. Showing up for yourself is the very same way. And this is a crucial piece and part of healing deep. You want to show up for your inner child and the parts within you that are still in a lot of pain and suffering and wounding the exact same way. With love, with grace, with compassion. What do you need? How can I help you? How can I support you? Holding yourself, holding space for yourself, giving yourself a legit hug, placing your hands on your heart, breathing deeper, reminding yourself that you're safe, that you've got you. Pulling out the affirmations and, you know, the mantras or the prayers that you're working with and just reminding. I always say, I like to remind myself, because that's what we're doing, is reminding ourselves of our worth. We're reminding ourselves of our divinity. We're reminding ourselves of our love. We're reminding ourselves of our power, because it's already within us. It's not something we have to create. It's not something that we have to find. It is already within us, and it's a remembering of it. So remind yourself that you're safe, that you've got you, whatever you need. Offer comfort to yourself. Whatever words of support you need in that moment, whatever words of support your inner child never got. Maybe your inner child was never told that she was doing a good job. Maybe your inner child never was told that she was, you know, beautiful and perfect and sweet and caring. Maybe your inner child was never told how much she was appreciated and loved, and whatever it may be, what does your inner child need to hear? What are the words of love and support that she never got to hear, or she didn't hear enough as a child? That's what you want to offer yourself as you're meeting your inner child and listening to her. And then you want to praise your inner child, because that took a lot of work and a lot of bravery and a lot of courage to go that deep with yourself and to really start to explore your deeper fears and wounds and traumas. And it was very courageous of your inner child and of you to let her speak and let her talk about what's going on and what she's still feeling and fearing. So you do want to reward yourself. Reward, you know, can be, there's a lot of definitions around that word. But you definitely want to celebrate yourself. I feel like that's more of the energy that I would relate to that too, is you definitely want to celebrate yourself. So just like I said, you would go give maybe a little kid ice cream after they fell and hurt. Same for yourself. Girl, do you want ice cream? Go get yourself ice cream. Do you want a manicure? Go get yourself a manicure. You know, do you want flowers? Go get yourself flowers. Whatever is in your realms or your means, whatever you can do for yourself, go do that. And go show your inner child a celebration, because that was brave of both of you, and celebrate that. Celebrate that. And then you really want to start reframing those beliefs. So once you've started to unpack and create that safety within yourself and start to understand where some of your core wounds and beliefs of unworthiness are coming from, then you want to really start reframing that. I mean, you already probably are reframing it, but you really want to dial in on your reframe work now. Now that you've created safety within the body, now that you have unpacked kind of what's going on, you started to meet your deeper fears, you're starting to go through your shadows, You're starting to, you know, unpack and untether yourself from those deeper traumas, pains, wounds, programs, and conditionings. You want to really dial in your reframe work. So what are the new beliefs that you're wanting to instill? And for me, it was very profound, and for the clients that I work with, that you create ones that are true for you and ones that you can energetically get behind. So like, I had a coach once who told me every morning to wake up and say, I'm a millionaire. My business generates millions of dollars. And while I love her for this, and that is a very expansive meditation, I could not energetically get behind that. My business was not close to making $1 million every day. Can it one day? Absolutely. Absolutely. But right now, for me saying that, I couldn't energetically get behind it. And therefore, it's just like, it was creating more resistance. And it was also just like kind of silly, into the point where it wasn't like, I was just like, I don't believe this at all. Like, this is silly. And so I had to bring it down to a number that was actually realistic for me and my business that I could make. Not what I was already making, but a real number that I energetically could get behind and start with that. And the same goes when it comes to feeling worthy. If you tell yourself every day, I love my body, I love my body, I love my body, I love my body, but you have deeper core wounds of unworthiness and shame and things around your body, no matter how much you tell yourself you love your body, chances are you're going to create more resistance, and that affirmation is not going to land as deeply because you're not able to energetically get behind it. So what you'd want to do instead is say, I'm learning how to love and appreciate my body. I'm learning how to appreciate my body. I'm learning how to love my body. This journey that I'm on is helping me to heal so that I can love my body even more. This journey that I'm on is helping me to heal so that I can accept my body. Do you see the difference in that? One is just a standard affirmation. I love my body. I love my body. And the other is very personal. And it's more deeper. And it's, I don't know if you can feel that energy shift, but that's what you want to do when it comes to your reframing beliefs, is you want to get beliefs, you want to get behind, you want to make beliefs that you can actually get behind. And so sit with that again and start asking yourself, what do I want to believe? And play around with it. Maybe you can say, I am worthy, I am worthy, I am worthy every day, and that works for you. For me, I can do that now, and I believe that. However, a year ago, when it came to certain desires, even no matter how many times I told myself, like, I feel worthy of this, I am worthy of this, deeper in my body, I did not feel worthy. And so again, it didn't matter how many times I was saying I felt worthy of it, my body did not. And so in addition to doing the deep healing work and creating safety within the body, it's also equally important that you're creating affirmations and beliefs that you can energetically get behind. So again, for that, that's where I reframe that affirmation and that belief to, I am remembering my worth, and I am unlearning everything that keeps me separate from this. The truth is that I am actually worthy, and I am remembering this truth by unlearning everything that goes against this. And that is actually probably the biggest affirmation for me that I think really catapulted my worthiness beliefs, was not telling myself, I'm worthy, I am so worthy, I am so worthy, I am so worthy, but telling myself that I'm remembering that the truth is I am worthy, and I'm remembering this truth by unlearning everything that goes against it. And so say what fits for you, but for me, it's really helped by reframing affirmations and new beliefs to something I can energetically get behind, and saying it from a place of, I'm remembering this, or I am unlearning, or I am learning, whatever it may be, because that I can energetically get behind. And when you can energetically get behind it, that new belief will start to take you a lot farther, a lot quicker. And the more that you're creating safety in your body, and the more that you're understanding where your core wounds are and the emotional and energetic blocks that you're holding within yourself, and the more that you start to release that, the more that your reframing work and these new beliefs will land deeper in your body. So, and with that, you also want to be doing something to move these energetic blocks out of the way. So you've got your new reframe work. Now, as you're doing your reframe work, like I said, you want to be doing the deep healing work at the same time. They go together. And so breath work, meditation, yoga, massage, Reiki, whatever it may be, dancing, moving your body, finding ways to energetically release the emotional blocks stored within you. Again, you want to find ways to energetically release the emotional blocks within you. Because those wounds, those core wounds of unworthiness are still within you somewhere. You know, like they say, our issues are in our tissues. So those core wounds of unworthiness are still within you, in your body, in your hips, in your chest, in your back. As a Reiki master, I have seen hundreds and hundreds of clients and done hundreds and hundreds of sessions. And I can tell you firsthand that we store our traumas and our emotions in all different areas within our bodies. And it is real, and it can be cleared though. It can be cleared, but know that you have stored emotions within you. And so, you know, we want to find ways to release those. And if you need even more advice on this, there's a couple podcasts I did a few back about healing is messy. And I kind of dive more into the shadow work and kind of how to move through your shadow work and allowing it to be messy. But for time's sake on this podcast, I'm not going to go too deep into that. But finding ways to release the emotions can also mean screaming, crying, yelling, writing, journaling, punching, talking, having a coach or someone that you can talk with. There's so many ways in which we release energetic blocks within us, but it's very important that you're doing that as well. So you're reframing your beliefs, you're getting beliefs and affirmations that you can energetically get behind, and at the same time, you're energetically releasing the wounds and the traumas that are stored within you that your inner child is still hurting from and still holding on to. And then you want to start embodying your worth. You want to start embodying your worth, girlfriend, and you do not have to wait until you feel worthy to embody your worth. As soon as you start to really understand that the truth is you are innately worthy, and when you are like, I am worthy, even though I have beliefs that tell me otherwise, even though I have programs and conditionings that hold me back from this truth, even though I have trauma and pain that causes me to feel like I'm not worthy and therefore believe that I'm not worthy, I know that the truth is I am worthy, and I'm just going to keep focusing on that and then finding ways to embody your worth. So for me, this looks like taking care of myself. I'm worthy enough for me to take care of. I'm worthy enough for me to eat healthy and high-vibing foods. I'm worthy enough to move my fucking body every day. I'm worthy enough for me to invest in myself and hire coaches. The amount of money I have invested in coaches is a lot more than I ever thought one day that I would be able to afford and let alone do. And I'm telling you, it has helped me. It's called an investment for a reason. It's not a purchase. It's not something you just buy. It's an investment, meaning that it's going to come back tenfold. So anytime you invest in a coach or a therapist or a mentor of any kind, it's an investment. It's going to come back. But this is how we start embodying our worth, investing in yourself, taking care of yourself, putting yourself first, doing things that make you feel good, because you're worthy of that. You're worthy of feeling good. You're worthy of feeling pleasure. You're worthy of being taken care of. Start doing that for yourself in small steps. You don't have to wake up one day and just completely transform your life. Actually, please don't do that, because it probably won't work. It's small steps every day that transform your life. And it's these small steps every day that really dial in and stick and allow for this healing and this transformation to be consistent and to be life-lasting. So it's not this quick fix, you know, spiritual bypass, quick fix, and then we visit this problem again and again and again. This is small steps you're taking every day to really embody your worth and get it dialed into every fiber of your being. And this isn't an overnight process. So be easy on yourself. But you are worth investing in yourself. You are worth taking care of yourself. You are worth putting yourself first. You are worth your desires. If there's something you've been dreaming of buying yourself or a vacation you've been wanting to take, go fucking take it. Go fucking buy it. Now, right now, do it. You know, you are worthy. You are worthy of your desires. So if there's desires that you have that you can actually give to yourself, give them. Stop waiting on someone else to do it. Stop waiting on your friend to get the money to go on the vacation with you. If you have the money and you want to go now, go now. You know what I mean? Stop waiting on a partner to come and buy you flowers and take you out to dinner. Go buy yourself flowers. Go take yourself out to dinner. You are worth your own love. You are worth your own commitment. You are worth your investment in yourself. This is how you start embodying your worth. By putting yourself first, taking care of yourself, and investing in yourself. Because you're worth feeling good. And when you start to realize that and wake up to that, you're going to start making moves and start taking steps that lead you closer into that direction, that bring you more fulfillment, that bring you more joy, that bring you more magic, that bring you more inner peace. Embodying your worth also means letting go of the things that cause you stress. When I realized that, when I fully woke up and was like, oh my gosh, this guy, it, obviously it happened, you know, over a course of time, but literally one morning I just woke up and I was like, I can't have this person in my life anymore. They're always making me feel stressed out. I'm always on edge. I never know how they truly feel. I never know where I truly stand with them. They're hot and cold. I'm always kind of second guessing myself when I'm around them. And I woke up and I'm like, this person can't be in my life anymore. This is stressful as fuck. And this is not good for my nervous system. And I'm trying to heal my nervous system. And I'm trying to feel safe within myself. And I can't have this person in my life anymore. Because this isn't safe energy. And I don't feel safe in this. This energy doesn't make me feel safe. It stresses me out. And so embodying your worth also means letting go of the things that don't make you feel safe. Letting go of the things that stress you out. Letting go of that job that is soul fucking sucking. I don't even know if that just made sense, but you know what I mean? Letting go of the relationships that you know are not in alignment with you. No matter how uncomfortable it is, no matter how many people you might upset in the process. I don't know how many women I've worked with who were not in their ideal relationships. They were not in the relationship with who they felt was their actual partner. And they very much struggled to release these relationships, and it was very scary for them. And they all had either kids or family members or friends, or like one they did business together. There was all of these outside other factors involving it where they didn't want to upset the kids. They didn't want to upset the family. They didn't want to upset the business. Like, there was all these things that kept them in this place of shame and guilt. And so, but embodying your worth is learning how to work through that and really learning how to do what is best for you and letting go of the things that are soul sucking, that are draining, that leave you feeling unsure, scared, nervous, not yourself, all of it. Embodying your worth is getting to a place where you're like, no more. This, I can't do this anymore. I have to put myself first now. It's also setting boundaries and speaking your truth. And while this is scary and uncomfortable at first, it is so, so important that as you're embodying your worth, you're learning how to speak your truth and set boundaries. Do it while your voice shakes. Do it no matter how uncomfortable it is. Just do it. It's scary for all of us. There are times where I still set boundaries with people and I feel like my heart's going to bust out of my chest. So, you know, sometimes there's certain areas in my life where setting boundaries is a lot easier because I've been doing it a lot more, you know, in my business or with clients and different things. And then there's still areas in my life with family or romantic partners where I'm still learning how to set boundaries. But the thing is I'm doing it. I'm learning how. I'm doing it even if my voice shakes. I'm doing it even if I'm scared that they're going to be upset with me. I'm doing it regardless because I'm doing it for me because I'm worthy of it. And I deserve to set whatever these boundaries are, and I deserve to keep my peace. I deserve to protect my energy. I deserve to have beliefs and opinions that are mine. I deserve to have good feelings that are mine. And so embodying your worth, it starts with these small steps. Other things that you can do that are fun, these are like your fundamental ones, the ones I just said, but other ones that are fun are like putting on a hot ass outfit, getting all dressed up, talking to yourself in front of in the mirror and telling yourself, like I had a business coach that told us, you know, to stand in front of the mirror and say, I am, you know, like for me, it'd be, I am TN motherfucking goad. So, you know, and just whatever that pumps you up, turn on some good music, dance, get in tune with your body, go do things that make you feel alive. Like for me, I love doing Krav Maga. It's like an elite self-defense. That makes me feel empowered as fuck. And I just feel so powerful and worthy and whole when I'm doing Krav Maga. And trust me, it is hard, it is difficult, I'm out of breath, I want to give up, and I just keep pushing through, and that makes me feel worthy. That helps me embody my power. But these are fun ways that you can embody your worth. But knowing that embodying your worth starts with you putting yourself first, taking care of yourself, investing in yourself, setting boundaries, speaking your truth, and really starting to own your authenticity. Asking yourself, who am I and what brings me joy? And going and doing that. This is how we embody our worth. By actually bringing it into the body and becoming this version of ourself. So, whew, that was long. That was a long one. But I told you, it was going to be a deep dive. And as always, I hope that you take whatever that you needed from this, that it landed with you exactly as it was supposed to. I just felt super inspired to come on here, and this is kind of more of the direction that I'm going to be going with this podcast, is really, yeah, helping women break free from unworthiness and reclaiming your love, reclaiming your power, reclaiming your worth and your divinity, because life is meant for us to enjoy. It is meant for us to be awakened to and to be fulfilled with. And that starts by healing from deep within and breaking free and untethering ourselves from the wounds and the pains and the stories and the programs and the beliefs that go against our innate truth of divinity, worth, love, and power. Because like I said, we were born into this world with everything we need already within us. And this journey back home is journeying back to that truth. It's remembering that truth. It's peeling back these layers, diving in deep, creating safety within the body, healing from the inside out, and embodying your divinity, embodying your worth in a way that you've probably never have before, but in a way that is absolutely magical and divine, and everything that we're all seeking. It is done through this work. And it is done through coming back home to your body, in your body. So that is all. I'm going to wrap this episode up. If this really resonated with you, if you felt into this, and this is the kind of work that you know your soul is calling you towards, and you know that you are ready to dive in deeper and start to unpack your own negative, fear-based, painful stories, beliefs, programs, conditionings, and wounds, so that you can come back to your truth of worthiness, so that you can create a life that feels true and aligned for you, then I invite you into my sacred container for one-on-one intuitive coaching. I have space for one woman who would love to plunge into this journey of deep diving into yourself, healing your inner child, moving through your shadows, calling your energy back to yourself, healing from deep, deep within, so that you can step into your true, divine, authentic, and powerful self as a woman, then I have space for you. I am open for you. I am also calling you in as well. So if this is for you, you can go to the link in my bio. I'm so used to talking for Instagram. You can actually go to the show notes and go to my website, which is www.tianleehealing.com. And go to intuitive coaching. There is a space where you can book a free clarity call. So if you would like to schedule a clarity call, that is just a 30-minute call where we get to kind of discuss where you are, what you're moving through, and what you would like help with, and the version of yourself that you are becoming and wanting to manifest. And we'll just kind of go back and forth. I will let you talk to you about more about this work, what I do, and we'll just kind of see if it would be a good fit. If you are like, I don't even need a call, I know you are it, then again, go to my website, fill out a form, send me an email, and I will get back to you within 48 hours. I am so, 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 so passionate about this work. It has deeply transformed my life and the women that I serve in coaching, and I'm lit up by it. I am so lit up by it because this work is deep, but it is radically transformational, and if I can do it, you can do it too. So I'm going to end this here. We are going on an hour now. I love you all. Wherever you are, know that you are innately worthy. Even if you have beliefs, even if you have feelings, even if you have stories and experiences that have made you feel otherwise, you are and always have been worthy. And it is my greatest hope that you remember this truth and that you get to live a life that feels true and aligned for you. I love you. Have a beautiful rest of your morning, day, afternoon, or wherever you are listening to it. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for joining me on your soul expanding journey. I love being able to serve you all, so I appreciate you being here with me and listening with me. If you know a sister who could use this, send it her way and let's spread the love. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to let me know. You can tag me on Instagram at TMLeeHealing. And remember, girl, yes, you can.